Good Monday, everybody. Welcome in. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Hope you're having a great day so far. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier behind the glass on the ones and twos like always. JoJo, what's up?
What is going on? It's good to be back in studio. I haven't been here in a while, right? But I'm back, and it's good to see all the smiling faces around here.
It's good to have you back.
Real quick, have you noticed that every time it rains, how giddy our meteorologists in Nashville and TV get? I mean, they have
something to talk
they're
about.
They're so excited. Like this dude on Channel 4 I've never seen before. Like, he is over the moon excited about the rain. Like, they don't care. Like, it's going to be sunny and 82, perfect Chamber of Commerce weather. Blah. But that rain comes in. They're like, oh, that rain, 54 and rain today. it drives me crazy. But as our good friend Jimmy Buffett always says, take the weather with you. You know what the weather is, Chase? You.
That's right.
You're the sunshine. You're the sunshine. That's what it's about. Because Lord knows, because this professional football team in our city, we need some sunshine.
Here's the deal. They're terrible. We know they're terrible. Everything about them is terrible. The interim head coach is awful.
Don't get me.
That poor guy has no idea what he's doing.
No, he doesn't.
and then my favorite is he gets asked about it. Like, I laughed yesterday because PK asked him, why does the locker room open first and then you come in? And he's like, I'm just doing what they tell me to do.
I'm doing what I'm told. That's actually, for all of us who've covered this team for years, it's the oddest and weirdest. That's actually a great question from Paul.
That? Yeah. All right. Here it is.
Routine that we've been following since I took over that we followed the last 2 weeks.
Why is that your routine, not to come first to us? Do you need time with him?
That's what we've done from day one since I've been there. They told me this is how we're going to do it, and that's what we're doing.
They told me. They told me this is what we're going
to
do.
I mean, somebody sent a note on my Facebook page and said, has an interim coach ever been fired?
Yeah. No, I
like,
mean.
I don't.
But,
I hope
but like,
not.
Here's my thing. So you, as in whoever's bright idea this was, you're going to make the media go talk to the locker room first and make them answer the procedural and all that stuff questions,
right? Yeah.
First,
yep.
That they really have nothing to do with. They're doing what they're told to do. So you're going to make them answer all that. Then you're going to go to the coach.
What happened?
That makes absolutely no sense.
What was Vegas? Callahan came out first,
yeah,
right? And
yeah.
Then we went.
I've been doing this for 14 years now. You've been doing this longer.
Yeah.
Every football, basketball, badminton, whatever, has always been coach talks first, then players.
Yeah, every time.
I don't understand.
Maybe
that
the plan
no
is
sense.
That the media is so, like, done with the locker room, they'll skip the coach. Like, oh, my gosh, this is terrible, and walk out. Because we've hit not uncharted territories, but it's awful.
We have breaking news.
Oh, yeah.
That has come through. Ian Rappaport, the rap sheet, has reported the Titans are trading cornerback Roger McCreary to the Rams. It's a fifth rounder to the Titans, originally their own pick, so they got their pick back with a sixth rounder going back to the Rams. There you go.
So, all right, so McCreary to the Rams, or for what again?
They get a fifth back that I guess was traded way back when.
Well, yeah, anytime you have breaking news now, the Titans, we're going to play this music when we get it up here in just a second
pause.
To do this. No, it's all right, though, because it goes. Because
that's not what the pause was for.
Because because with Roger McCreary, my friends, the price is right.
Dun, dun, dun.
Sorry, Dr. Crane.
Well done.
All right, well, that's – he's probably thinking, thank God.
But here's what I don't – he's a second round pick, and you just had to give up a six and get a fifth for him.
Why are you trying to make sense of this organization?
Like, what are we doing? You're not going to get a second rounder back for him. I mean, he's not bad, though.
Right. It's the Titans, man.
Like, hey, I'm going to give you a draft pick to take this guy, and you give us one back.
Hey, who was it on the broadcast yesterday that Charles Davis kept saying it was a DB for the Titans was so good? He kept like over. That guy is awful. It might have been McCrary, but it's one of the DBs. He kept talking about how good he is. I'm like, Charles, are you watching this game?
It's the fifth from the Ernest Jones trade. That's what it is. Matthew in Nashville is one of our loyal texters that whenever there's breaking news, he makes sure to tell us.
Thank you. Yeah, we like that. Yeah, let us know. I think that's the first of many because we're, 2 weeks away? Is it the 9th is the trade deadline? Or is it next week? The trade deadline, is it next week?
It's next week. Next Tuesday, I believe.
So I would send Roger McCrary right now is probably on his way out of town, stopped at a church.
Oh, and by the way,
thank the Lord.
If you were watching the noon games yesterday, there was a game being played between the New York Jets and the Cincinnati Bengals, and the Bengals absolutely blew it. Sorry, Ricky, I know you're having a tough time with that one. Did you see who broke up the pass in the final play? Did you see who did that?
Jarvis Brownlee. Locker room problem, though.
Titans legend.
He's a problem in the locker room. Got to get rid of him. That was the thing. No, and that's more than this is going to happen. I mean, are they officially now the worst team because the Saints are one win, Jets have one win, Titans have one win, but it's hard-pressed to have these teams look as – the Jets earned that victory yesterday. The Titans in Arizona got really lucky, and I say all the time, rather be lucky than good. I get it, but now they're the worst team.
I just don't understand why – like, you do not I agree they need to sell off assets, right? But if – the Rams call and say, hey, we'll give you a fifth if you give us a six in McCreary. Nah, I want a third. Well, we can't do that. All right. See ya. Hang up the phone. Like, are they doing that? I don't think they're doing that. I want to know if they're doing that. I want Mike Borgonzi and Chad Brinker at the podium today, and I want you to tell me exactly the conversation what you're doing. And don't give me this BS of we're going to keep that internal. Nobody knows. Nobody thinks you know what the bleep you're doing right now. So you got to get up there and explain it to me like I'm 3 years old that you actually do know what you're doing because I don't believe you do.
But do you really want to know? I don't.
Yes, I want to know. I want to know the like. Play.
I want them all gone.
Dr. Crane, I'm telling you right now, if I cuss, I'm sorry. But play the freaking phone call. Like, I want to know what you in the conversation, what the conversation was. Because I don't think you idiots know what the bleep you're doing.
Look, there are a lot of hills to die on. I don't want you dying on this hill. I really don't.
I know.
Because they're awful. They're not getting any better. It's really embarrassing, and I wish they would take Tennessee off the Titans and just call them the Titans. That's how bad it's gotten.
They don't know what they're doing.
Boy,
that's how
love
I feel. Right
whoever
now.
Caught that camera guy on CBS yesterday, God bless you. That was beautiful. Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike. When he said a cuss word, Cam talking to Mike McCoy about not going for it on fourth down, which was one of the worst decisions I've ever seen. You're an interim coach. Right? How much better would football be if we got rid of the kicker? Would it not be better? It'd be a lot better. Because you got to go for a touchdown.
How much better would football be if we got rid of the Titans?
Right. Which leads us
in. God, I'm so mad.
To our question of the day. And we're really excited about our question of the day because we want your responses. Wrong answers only. So, Dr. Crane, what is the Colts owner's name? What's her name?
Carly Ursay, I believe.
Carly Ursay. You saw shots of her on the sideline with a notepad, right? So, our question of the day is, if Amy Adams was on the sideline taking notes.
Can I just stop you for a second?
Sure.
Her name is Amy Adams Strunk.
It's not Amy Adams.
Amy Adams Strunk. No, but it's like that is her name, so let's just get it right.
Amy Adams Strunk.
Thank you.
Okay. If Amy Adams Strunk, God, this team has got you, man.
I am so irritated right now.
We're going to have to bring somebody in to talk to Chase about this team. All right, Amy Adams Strunk. If Amy Adams Strunk was on the sideline taking notes, what would be in her notebook? We want to hear from you. Wrong answers only. If Amy Adams Strunk was taking notes like the Colts owner is on the sideline, what would she be writing in her notebook? 615-737-1025. We'd love for you to call. We live talking to you. Let us know what would Amy Adams Strunk be writing into her notebook.
615-737-1025. I'm sorry. I just like
it's
that.
Okay.
It's a
they do it to you every Monday, man. They got you.
Are you that? And they're going to sit there and be like, well, this was the best value that we could get for that. I'm like, was it though? Was it?
Of course not.
Do you know what value is? Are you basing value on the extra value menu at McDonald's? Like, is that like I don't
fifth rounder.
You don't know what you're doing.
So what does Amy write in her notepad? What do you think she writes in her notepad? Wrong answers. Here's mine. I think she wrote down, does Sprout sell wine? I didn't know Sprouts existed till like a year ago. Everybody kept talking about that grocery store. It's like for the uppity ups, I guess.
So it's my dad liked that place.
Does Sprout sell wine? Because you know she's not writing anything football related.
She wrote yesterday. She wrote tea with Mike McCoy 11 a.m.
She probably still calls him Brian.
Yeah, tea with Brian
at 11.
Confirm with Robbie.
Sorry, Bert, Robbie. Can you get Bert? Brian ain't answering his phone. Do you know where he is? Well, Amy, we fired him 2 weeks ago. We did? I don't remember that.
You know where I put my quiche recipe?
Has she truly become Bud?
Yeah.
Like,
hello, Robbie. Robbie. We're right. Hello, everybody there. I'll tell that story later on the show. That's my favorite Bud Adams story.
All right, text line is blowing up. Chris in Nashville says, I need more yelling from you, Chase. Love it.
I don't, because you're red. Look at this guy.
I'm just like, I'm surprised. I wanted to drop like 5 F-bombs there. Like,
do it.
Take
a week off.
Yeah, exactly. 615-737-1025. We'll react to the Titans. Look, we're going to talk Vandy today. They're the number 9 team in the country. They're got a great chance at the playoff. The coaching carousel in college football is amazingly compelling right now.
Are we going to talk about that arrogant quarterback at Vanderbilt? What's his name? Pavia? The arrogance of him wanting to win. How arrogant of a guy he is.
Yeah, we Good are. Lord. You're being facetious. I know you are. We will do that all coming up today. Chris Sanders will join us at 1, John McClain at 2. Chase and Big Joe on this Monday, 102.5 The Game.
You know, I'm going to tell you a little story about my dad. When he was making the move from Houston, Nashville was the only city he would look at. And the people that were helping him tried to get him, go to L.A., Mr. Adams, you need to at least see these other spots. And he wasn't having it. He was like, I'm going to Nashville. Mayor Bredesen and I are going to get this done. He loved Tennessee, and he loved Nashville, and there was going to be no other home for him. So he would be.
Yeah, he loved Nashville because Nashville was going to pay for the stadium. Don't give me this BS of how much he loved Nashville.
She just told you how much he loved it.
Good Lord.
He would have gone to Rayon City had they ponied the dough up for him. Didn't matter, man. All that stuff.
Again, something tells me we're going to piss them off today.
Fine.
I don't
Good. Care. Hope they get mad. Feel what the groundswell is around town about everybody being upset. Again, real quick, our question of the day, what would Amy Adams write in her notebook on the sideline? You see the Colts owner doing that on the sideline. She's writing notes. What would Amy Adams write in her notebook if she's on the sidelines? Wrong answers only.
Okay. I'm trying to figure this out. So – the Titans public relations sends out the email announcing the trade of Roger McCreary. This is the first email that we received at 12:10. This was 10 minutes ago. The Tennessee Titans have acquired a 2026 conditional fifth round pick in exchange for cornerback Roger McCreary and a Los Angeles Rams 2026 conditional sixth round pick. Then at 12:17, the same email account since Titans Public Relations would like to recall the message, press release, Titans reached trade with Los Angeles Rams.
My gosh.
Then, at 12:19, they send out, Titans acquire conditional fifth-round pick from Rams. The Titans have acquired a 2026 conditional fifth-round pick for the Los Angeles Rams in exchange for cornerback Roger McCreary and a Titans 2026 conditional sixth-round pick. They can't even write an email right.
No, I told you. You came back in. I'm like, they're trying to recall an email. I'm like, what?
What
is happening here?
I am so confused.
Okay. Well, anyway, Roger McCrary is gone, and he's thanking the Lord right now on his way to Southern California to get out of town. Good for
him.
And
now, and look, now he's in a a hunt to actually go to the playoffs.
Playoffs.
If I could speak right.
Playoff.
This is just
good times. Today's Reaction Monday, and we're loving it, baby.
It is Reaction Monday, which is presented by Pella Windows and Doors from Nashville. All right. Help me through this. All right, our question of the day.
Amy Adams on the – all right, Carly Ursay was taking notes on the sideline. She does it every game. What if Amy Adams went down and took notes on the sideline? What would be in her notebook? What would she be writing down? We want to hear from you. Wrong answers only. 615-737-1025.
All right. First, Drew just has a comment about the Titans, and maybe he answers the question too. Drew, what's up?
That was the most joyous hold time that I've ever had, just hearing you absolutely
lose my mind,
lacerate the Titans for 15 minutes. If Amy Adams Strunk is writing in a notebook, she has one of those, like, kaleidoscope drawings that they give little kindergartners to do, like the color patterns.
Right.
That's definitely what she's doing. But no, my comment is basically what you've been saying. Like, we just gave up our best corner to move up 30 picks at the end of a draft where we don't know who's going to be there. It's obviously, what, 6 months in advance. Our corners are already, I mean, L'Jarius Sneed has paid $30 million to, like, suit up. And I just, it is a dumpster fire of an organization. I'm a Georgia fan as well, so I watched about 5 minutes of football this weekend, and it was not the Titans, thankfully. It was the arrogant Pavia, but it's just the most disastrous time to be a Titan. Like, this is Cleveland Browns of the early 2000s, Detroit Lions level ineptitude.
I mean, I'm with you. Like, they do not know what they're doing at all.
Exactly right. And that's a company you don't want to be a part of. And yet you are. You're at the party with them, and that's terrible.
Yeah, hanging out at the same table. Thank you for the call, Drew. Woo! Appreciate it. All right, now our question of the day. Jason wants to answer that. Jason, what's up?
Hey, guys. All right. Number one, notes for Bones. DK is getting way too many looks back there returning kicks. Can we consider load management? Number two, I really like that commercial with all the special kids every time we get scored on. How many of those can I buy instead of players?
Oh, okay. All right.
Number three.
I'll keep going.
To the world in general. Try flipping double birds to everyone because I got my stadium.
Nice. That's a good one. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, she's flipped. What if she's drawing double birds?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, honestly, well, I'd love to know what she's put the response on her text line. There's one that I'm going to let you read, you come across, and I'm going to laugh.
Okay.
You guys are, again, we have the best listeners ever. You guys are so creative. We love you. Thank you.
Matthew in Nashville says, who finishes 1-16 first? It's getting there. Would it be the most 6932? Would it be the most Titans thing ever to trade for AJ Brown? Rumors are he's wanting to get traded out of Philly. I would love that. All right, these are a lot of responses to the trade. Clinton Clarksville, she's drawing pictures of puppies.
Oh, I mean, that puppies make you smile, right? So yeah. That'd be good.
6802, Chad Brinker's name with a bunch of hearts around it. 6391, Martins or Edleys? Jason in Clarksville, WTF, that's all.
That's actually one she probably really would write down.
Let's see. Brian, she's probably writing down, when did they make the football this shape? I've never seen one like that before. Carson says, she's not taking notes. She has a coloring book. 3332, do I need milk?
That's what we're going for. Yes.
Scott says she'd have the SeatGeek website and promo code to try and get tickets to Vanderbilt versus Auburn. Matt says, Amy is writing in her notes, quote, I think what we need are more mental reps or of collaboration.
Oh, God.
Matt, Mike and Las Casas, Amy's notes, scattered, smothered, and covered, eggs over easy.
Oh, yes.
7410, F, Vrabel won again.
Oh, man.
She wrote, 5353 says, I think I can be a cheerleader.
Oh, man.
6727, Cam is over there picking his jock strap out of his butt.
That's a lot of writing in that notebook for that.
Yeah, see, in her notebook is all the NFL money she's pocketing by not paying the players. Jeff says Amy Adams Strunk is reminding herself to verify that the city of Nashville is not backing out of their portion of the commitment to build the stadium.
Oh my goodness!
You
haven't read it yet. When you do, I'll
1717 Ben from New Johnsonville trying to spell her name Amy A M E A M I A R M Amy finally got it. Miss Amy is writing, it ain't my fault. Let's see. Mike in Lebanon, remind driver of pickup time. I think I left my mascara on the dresser. P.S. When can I fire Brinker?
Oh, yes.
2527, Amy Adams Strunk, a.k.a. Bud Adams Jr., would be writing down a list of concert and special events ideas to fill that empty multi-billion-dollar stadium. That's a good one. She's working out how we ass like Kanye work. Never mind. I can't read the rest of that.
Right.
2104, Amy writes, I think the dollhouses would look great in the new stadium. Am I close? I'm going to know when I read it.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I'll just say it's one from our friend Patrick when you see it.
Okay. Hey, number one, hey, can you get my car out of valet lot? Thanks, Patrick. That one?
That's it, yeah. She thinks Cam's a valet.
Oh.
She doesn't think he's a quarterback. Hey, number one, can you get
I was my- thinking Star Trek for a second. I was like, no. What?
Can you get my car out of valet? Like, she doesn't know who the team is. Do you mind getting my car?
Well, you've heard that we can ask Chris Sanders, like the players with Bud used to like switch their nameplates in the locker room.
Yeah, he said Bruce Matthews would do that.
Yeah, he had no idea. 615-737-1025. Keep these coming. Woo. We'll get back. Here's a good one. 2758. What inning is it? Oh, that's good. Keep these coming. We'll continue this. A lot of you are...
Oh, man. What a day. Thank you.
There's been a trade. What? Oh, okay.
I got you,
You're
pal.
Just pointing, and I was confused.
That's all right.
We'll have more of this and much more coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.
Delivered exactly what I expected.
Yep.
They're the best team in the NFL.
The Titans also delivered, for the most part, what I expected from the Titans today.
I don't want to watch the Titans play football anymore. I feel like Titans fans don't even want to watch the Titans play football anymore.
I don't really want to think about the Titans.
No, nothing about the Titans is appealing. Cam Ward was a little exciting to start the season, but now he just gets sacked so many times, and his team, like, I you can't really judge Cam Ward because every single game it feels like you turn on and the Titans are down 20 immediately.
Yeah.
And he gets sacked a bunch, and they're always behind on down and distance. So I'm going to reserve my judgment for Cam Ward. I'm not going to be harsh on him. I just don't really want to see them play football anymore.
I agree.
That was pardon my take. I don't want to watch him anymore.
Who was that? Was that Lawan talking?
No, it was from the Barstool guys.
Barstool, Big Cat, and PNT, yeah.
Pardon so many take. Different dudes like that out there that I pretty much ignore most of them. All right, bye.
So they've traded Roger McCreary in this conditional fifth. So here are the conditions. The Titans get a fifth-round pick closer to the beginning of the round, which most likely would be the Titans' original fifth-round pick. The Rams received the sixth-round pick that is the closest to the end of the round. Titans currently have 3 6-round picks.
I'm so confused. I'm so confused.
So is it a fifth or a sixth? What are they kidding?
Or is it both? I don't know. I am so – why can't – what's wrong with straight-up trade?
Yeah, why did there have to be a pick swap? Like –
Titans get screwed on this.
Right, because they're just – they're idiots. And then they're not willing to trade Jeffrey Simmons, which makes absolutely no sense to me.
Zero sense. You know, the guy that texted last week says, well, if you're trying to get better, why do you trade your best player away? Because your best player is getting older, he's a lot of money, and you ain't winning right now.
No.
Right? So if you get all these assets, it's going to take a while. By then, hell, he's a 13-year veteran. Trade him. It's okay. Thank you, Jeffrey. We appreciate your time here. Get other things back.
All right. Easton Freeze explains it better. The Titans will send the worst of their six-round picks in exchange for the best of the Rams' fifth-round pick, which will likely be the pick that the Titans sent to L.A. for Ernest Jones.
That sounds like a blind date. I'll pass on that. Nah, not going to happen. I mean, what are the odds fifth-rounders make a team anyway? Like 10%? 15%? I mean, there's a massive drop-off between fourth and fifth round.
Yeah.
When you hit on a fifth, you know you hit on a fifth, and it's great, and everybody's happy. But there's oftentimes you don't hit on a fifth before you hit on a fifth.
Probably not.
Speaking of fifth, I can't wait to 301.
Yeah, I mean, being a Titans fan, you want to drink a fifth.
Right.
Like, this is just – I just don't understand. So what? So – they're going to trade Pollard to the Chiefs for, like, hey, we're going to give them one of our thirds, and we'll get a
maybe
seventh back.
Maybe. We'll see how it goes. We'll see what – we might not give you anything. You just shut your mouth.
Like,
what are you doing with your hands over there? So, yeah, you think Pollard's gone?
Yeah. I think Pollard's next. I would trade him. But, look, get something for him. Like, none of this fifth-round pick – BS.
What about if you trade Pollard to the Chiefs? What if you got a Taylor Swift concert at Brooklyn Bowl? You'd like that. Chase, like, sign me up. I'm good.
The Titans announced today they have traded Tony Pollard to the Chiefs. In exchange, Taylor Swift will do a free concert at the Titans Christmas party.
Right.
For Amy Adams Strunk and three friends.
Wait, let's recall that real quick.
Yeah, we need to recall that. Hang on. Do you recall how to do anything right?
No. I don't know. That's why I just go home and stay away from people.
But, yeah, no, I do. Like, and look, if you guys want to talk about the game yesterday and break down stuff from the game yesterday, we can do that. I don't really see there's any point. I mean, McCoy's answer about, yeah, I guess in hindsight I should have gone for it instead of punting. Like, well, this is why you're not going to be the head coach. And if you are going to be the head coach, then nothing's going to change.
Do you know who was livid over that?
You
you know how much I hate punting. My goodness. So yeah, I was like, why are you not going for it? You literally have nothing to lose. Go for it. And they punted. Not once, but twice.
I'm gonna say this too. I am glad to see somebody that is kind of on their side calling them out for their BS.
Yeah.
And that is Buck. He is, like, right there with us on, like, the Titans just sent out a message initially announcing the McCrary trade. They would like to recall this. What is going on? Like, I'm glad that somebody over there that, you know, should probably be waving the two-tone flag is being like, what are you idiots doing?
There's a lot of that right now, man. Yeah,
I'm just saying. I trained him well. So, good
Andrew.
Job. Good job, Andrew. and then another thing, we got Rand Carthon on NFL on CBS talking about how the Patriots are a well-coached team and praising Mike Vrabel.
Oh, man. You better be careful. Isn't he still getting paid, right, for a couple more years by Amy?
Yeah.
Imagine signing off on those checks to Robinson, to Callahan, to Daddy Callahan, and to
– I don't think she has to pay Daddy Callahan because he resigned.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think he's the one that kind of gets screwed out of that because, like, they didn't fire him. That in which they actually did that right of you don't fire him, you make him quit because you fired his son.
Smart.
Like from a business standpoint, I'll say they actually did that right. All right, I have been waiting for this call all day because I've heard him on two shows already. Trey, what's going on, Trey?
Hey, guys, how y'all doing?
We're good.
Hey, I wanted to say she got a new book that's coming out, and she's writing her bullet points down. And you know what her new book is called?
What's that?
It's How to Run a Football Team for Dummies.
Yeah, well, she needs that.
Oh, man. And you know what? I finally watched Cam Ward yesterday, and like I was telling the guys before, I seen a glimmer in him, but he really does stink. But I wanted to say that I fell asleep right during the game because they was getting blown out. And I wake up, and some second-string quarterback had came in. I say, how embarrassing is that? That the other team, like, we don't want to score no more, so we're going to put the second-screen quarterback in. How would you feel? Like, how do you think we feel? Man, they need to do something. Y'all have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you, Trey.
Good Lord, what the hell? Okay, yeah, thanks, Trey.
So Trey said on Robbie and Rex Road and then again on Jake, he hasn't watched the game. He listens on the radio. He hasn't watched the games until yesterday.
No wonder he fell asleep.
And he has been blasting Cam Ward all year. I love it. I was about to ask him before he hung up, is his name actually Ran? He's falling asleep during games.
That radio will put you asleep.
Let's see. Larry. Larry's up next. Hi, Larry.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I got a couple of comments for you guys. First comment, in Amy's book, it says, Vandy, we're not ass. Secondly, I think Mike McCoy's job is just to make sure the Titans get the number one pick. I think they went to him and said, listen, don't screw it up. Do not beat anybody else. Let's go out and get that number one pick, and let's go from there.
Well, what was your reaction when Mike McCoy punted yesterday?
He hung up.
Ah. Well, I hated it. Now I have to talk to the team next week. All right. Thank you there, buddy. I just want to know. Was I the only? What was your reaction when he punted? Well, were you indifferent? You're like, I checked out.
I was like, this idiot. Like, what is he doing?
Dr. Cram, were you watching when he went punt? I mean, am I the only one on this?
Look, if you have the opportunity to score and it's like fourth and inside 5 yards on the opposing team's side of the field, go for it. You have nothing to lose. This team's awful. Like, that's what I don't understand.
What was a line that I liked really yesterday that Jason McCourty said about throwing and running? He says, you throw to score and you run to win. Did I hear that correctly during the game? I've never heard that before.
I missed that comment.
Yeah, I was working. I don't know.
I think it was one of the best. If you remember what he said, it was one of the best lines. Like, you throw to score and you run to win. And I found that really fascinating because that's when you run the ball well, you just take the soul out of the other team and you move the ball down the field. Throw to score, run to win. I think I heard that correctly. If so, thank you, Jason McCourty, who I think does a really good job. Also, I can't tell him and his brother apart at any point during the game, but I think Jason McCourty did a really good job yesterday, much better than Charles Davis.
Yep. 615-737-1025. We'll continue the discussion coming up next. Chasing Big Joe on this Monday, 102.5 The Game.
Why not go for the 4-3 there at the Colts 42, though?
Well, you know, it was something we talked about. Hindsight, you look back and say, God, the last thing I thought they were going to do would have the big touchdown run after that. So, yeah, God, you look back and say, God, I should have gone for that. But, you know, initially when I said to punt it, You pin them deep, and the defense, had done a nice job through the second quarter, and you pin them deep, get the ball back. But looking back, that's when you wish you said, "Guy, just went for it."
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans,
pin them deep with that defense. Pin them deep,
and you just traded, one of your best corners for
pin deep.
Maybe a fifth round pick. We don't really know.
Oh, man, this is the greatest
season ever. I got a question.
Ever.
Titans PR, if you're listening, can we recall just the whole coaching staff? Can we, you want to recall? Can we just,
Oh, man.
Can you just forfeit the rest of the year?
No. This gets better each week.
You got the Chargers rolling in. We got Mahomes coming in December. I mean, this gets good. We got the awful game versus the Saints in late December. I mean, we got to see this. I want this to play out. They have a chance. I know the Lions went 0-16 in 2008. I think the Bucs went 0-14 in 76. I think it was an expansion year. But I'm telling you, at 1-16, it might be the worst team of all time. And they have a chance of doing that. How do the Cardinals feel right now?
Oh, God. Greg on Twitter says, we're going to throw to score points and we're going to run to win. Shane Steichen. That's what it was.
Okay. All right. I like that.
I like that, too.
We've heard every football.
That sounds like what a coach that knows what he's doing.
Right? It's like something that Newt Rockne says back, although they didn't throw the ball back there, but something that maybe an Andy Reid would have said, but I like that.
I think my all-time favorite is still Jimmy Johnson. Let the mind control the body. Don't let the body control the mind.
That's your favorite one? My favorite one is that field over there.
That's the asthma field. Yeah.
That is such a great line, man.
And then he caught it.
Got him. Yes.
I really want, and I actually think we could pull this off. I really want to get Jimmy Johnson on the show.
It'd be great. I think it'd be great.
Maybe when we're in Key West.
We'll be down
there. Doesn't he live there?
He lives in that area down there. Okay. Come on down. Bring his boat. His boat is, I think it's called Three Rings.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Come on down.
4704, Miss Amy writes in her notebook, take Chase and Big Joe off the Christmas card.
We've been off for a while.
All you're going to do is send me a bobblehead of a player that has been gone for 3 years.
Probably Brett Kern.
Yeah.
I'll throw that thing against the wall.
Don't do that. Newt Rockne. Now Andrew's letting us know that Newt Rockne invented the forward pass.
Did he?
Yeah.
What's the guy's name again?
Andrew.
Andrew, what president called an all-coaches meeting to the White House to discuss throwing the football? If you will tell me that, I will find you and give you a big hug. What president had all these college coaches come to the White House and say, we need to do the forward pass? Let me know. It's a fun day, man.
So the Kaharski put this out. The Titans 2022 draft. Only one of nine players remains after Roger McCreary was traded.
What draft is it?
2022.
All right. Hold on. Good Lord. Burks is gone. Burks. I don't know.
Burks is gone. McCreary's gone. Petit Ferrer's gone. Willis is gone. Malik Willis. Hassan Haskins is coming in here this weekend. Right. Kyle Phillips is gone. Theo Jackson is gone. Chance Campbell is gone. The only player that remains is fourth-round pick, and he's probably about to be traded to Chig Okonkwo.
That is it. One
That's
player.
That's John Robinson's final draft.
What? Can you pull up 21? I'm curious what 21 has now. Because we talk about all these good football teams were built through the draft.
I don't think anybody's left from that, if I had to guess. Because I think, all right, so Robinson's drafts, we just went through that. 21, Caleb Farley, gone. Raidens, gone. Monty Rice, gone. Elijah Molden, gone. Fitzpatrick, Rashard Weaver, Racy McMath, Brady Breeze. They're all gone. 2020, Isaiah Wilson, Christian Fulton, Darrington Evans, Laurel Murchison, Cole McDonald, Chris Jackson. 2019, Jeffrey Simmons, A.J. Brown, Nate Davis, Imani Hooker, DeAndre Walker, David Long.
Not bad. Not bad.
The only ones left here are Simmons and Hooker.
Simmons and Hooker.
And then 2018.
They had four picks.
There's only one player still in the league from 2018.
Corey Levin? No. 2018 was Rashawn Evans, Luke Falk. God, I want to punch you in the face, but you're too far away. I don't remember.
Harold Landry.
Harold Landry. Oh, I should know that. Come on, man.
2017, Corey Davis is out of the league. Adoree Jackson's with the Eagles. Taywan Taylor, Jonnu Smith with the Eagles. Jayon Brown, Corey Levin. I guess he does count because he's on the practice squad.
Still around.
Yeah.
I used to do a really good Taywan Taylor impression. Because they asked him, remember he had like a 95-yard touchdown a preseason game? And they said, what'd you see on that play? And he's like, yes, I saw the DB come up
and I just ran past him and I scored.
Are you Dredrick Tatum from The Simpsons?
That's what it sounded, sounded like. I was like, just he gave you the and they try to get more contacts. He's like, I just ran past a guy. That was so it's a great interview.
There are four players still in the league from the 2016 draft, which was John Robinson's first draft. None are with the Titans.
Derrick Henry, Kevin Byard. That's all I know. Oh, Jack Conklin's still around? Three. I don't know.
You will never get the next.
Oh, he plays. Is that the guy that went to Penn State?
Yep.
Is it Daquan Jones?
Nope.
Oh, my God. What's his name? Austin Johnson.
Yeah.
There you go. Juju. And where is he?
He is with
the Bills.
Yes. I think that's right. I think he's with the Bills.
Yes.
No, he's with Jacksonville.
Jacksonville. Okay. Yeah.
He was with the Bills. All right. He's with Jacksonville.
GF.
2015, there was one player still in the league.
Mariota.
Yep.
Who starts tonight versus the Chiefs.
2014, one player still in the league. Also from Penn State, and this one is with Buffalo.
Is that I just said his name. Daquan Jones.
Yeah, that is Daquan Jones. And then after that?
Well, you're going back. I mean, you'll be your 13th year in the league. You guys don't last that long.
Yeah, after that, I don't think anybody else is left.
Chance Warmack still not playing? Every time I interviewed Chance Warmack in the locker room, he had grass in his beard. Every time. I'm like, how are we getting grass in our beard every single time?
I'll tell you why. He's doing up downs after all those missed blocks.
Up downs. God, now I'm gonna have PTSD. Thanks for that, Dr. Crane. Up downs are those in leg lifts, the worst.
So Rand Carthon's drafts. Skoronski is still here. Levis on IR. Spears. Josh Wiley somewhere. He got cut, though. And then Jalen Duncan, Colton Dowell with nobody.
Colton Dowell signed with the Ravens practice squad.
Okay, so he's with the practice
squad. Yep,
okay.
Last week.
2024, J.C. Latham, Sweat, Cedric Gray, Jarvis Brownlee, Jaquan Jackson, James Williams, Jalen Harrell.
Are they – I know Brownlee's with the Jets. Any of those other late guys still around?
James Williams. He's still here. Yeah, he's still – I think he's – I think he's on the roster.
Is he?
Yeah. Jalen Harrell I guess still here? I don't know.
Josh Wiley's with the Packers, by the way.
Oh, okay. Oh, is he? He's on a winning team right there getting it done.
Look,
I like
the 24 draft isn't awful.
Well, I mean, it's only
– It's not great, but it's not awful.
What about I'm here to see Victor Maitland. What? That's not bad. I mean, you still got time to figure things out. Oh, man, this is a fun show, man. We're all suffering together.
People want to know why you hate Charles Davis. A lot of people like Charles Davis.
Because he lavishes praise on people that aren't good.
Yeah.
He's always done that. Listen to him do Titans preseason games.
Oh, I know.
Hell, this guy, this eighth rounder out of – I know there's not an eighth round, but he's like this eighth rounder out of Rayon City Junior College.
Andrew says Teddy Roosevelt.
My man, Andrew. Good job, pal.
Yep.
Yes.
There you go. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Chris Sanders, our favorite forever Titans wide receiver. We'll do that next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.